support and defend the Constitution.
I will support and defend the Constitution.
Congratulations.
I think the NTSB has been frustrated throughout the duration of this investigation by the inadequacy of PG&E's record keeping. What we found out in this investigation is that the pipe installation, the quality of the welds, were inadequate. And that could have been detected when the pipe was laid in the ground, if they had properly inspected it or used the right techniques. And it could have been detected if they had hydrostatically tested the line, if they had done in-line inspections. There were a lot of opportunities missed here by PG&E.
This 19-year-old was an executioner for Gaddafi's forces. She said that she was forced at gunpoint, saying that there were Gaddafi soldiers to her right, her left, and behind her, telling her that she had to shoot rebels at nearly point-blank range. And she admits that she shot 11 of them. She could hardly speak, though. She was very halting in what she was saying. At times, she would just appear to be drifting off, silenced, almost paralyzed by the horror of what she says she was forced to do.
I had called and spoken with some of the folks at the studios yesterday. Based on what they told me and what the Free Speech Coalition has said, it's an industry-wide moratorium. And the Free Speech Coalition has said they expect to get results of that, the secondary testing of the individual who tested positive, within a week. So I think everybody's just sort of waiting to see those test results and then to decide about lifting the moratorium.